Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
B.B. King, still dead. In the news, however, because there seems to be controversy about how he died or may have died. Did he get poisoned? That's what his children say. What do you think about B.B. King not being buried yet? He's still on the up and up, as it were. Oh, my God, these stories about this stuff.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been a wrong time. I decided the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. Been on the right trip, but I must have used the wrong call. Head's in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for.
And I've been in the right place.
Who's that?
But it must have been a wrong time.
Like Bonnie Raitt, doesn't it?
Is that Bonnie Raitt? Sure sounds like it. I haven't heard this for ages. This is a great version of this song. See, this is where I love Richie. You like the more pure sound of the blues. With me, B.B. King, this was more my cup of tea because it's a little more poppy. It's hard to walk away from listening to this.
Well, he did a duets. Yeah, it's Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah.
He did a duets album with just all these different stars, yeah. And this came off of that.
Right. Anyway, three doctors have determined that Mr. King was appropriately cared for, even though his two daughters say that he was poisoned. So now this goes around and around. There are law suits that are, my God, these things. This is like a Casey Kasem revert.
Who's the suspect?
Yeah.
There is
the managers, yeah.
Well, the two managers, yeah, okay. That's
the daughters true. Think that the
Karen
handlers and
Patty
managers
are the daughters.
And the lawyers.
Laverne Tony is the business manager. Myron Johnson is the personal assistant. And the daughters say they killed him.
Oh.
And poisoned him and did whatever.
Why would they? To get
tens of millions of dollars from his estate.
Hey, I saw BB in concert last year with Peter Frampton. He was close. I mean, he was
close to being checking
he
out.
He just didn't look healthy. He's a sweet, sweet man.
They're sick guy
and
at 89.
It was so wonderful to see him. He just loved being up on stage and just singing a couple of songs and then shaking hands. He wanted to be there, but he did not look healthy. He looked old.
So the daughters want the share of the manager's money.
Right, of course. Yeah. There was an autopsy performed the other day. Test results take 8 weeks. Jeez, why don't they bring it to NCIS? They get the results
and the
in
guy's
5 minutes.
Been overweight and had diabetes heavy. For oh. 30 years.
Yeah, this is foolish. All right, Molly, you have other music news.
Surprise.
I have other music news? Do
yes.
I now? What's the music news?
I don't know. You said you had music news earlier. We were talking about something, and I remember in the back of my mind something about music.
Oh, the back of your mind must be where it's filed.
Yeah, from last Tuesday, but you had it, right?
No.
I have an exquisite story on a new model of a bus.
No.
Then I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
I do?
Yep.
This is my favorite
game. Kenny's witness to this earlier. Remember we were talking about music news, Kenny?
Hours ago.
Yeah, it was a long time
ago. Hours ago. What was it, Kenny? Can I buy a vowel?
Is this the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame story?
Yes, which we were going to do here and we forgot to do. Rich, you got four songs from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I believe.
And you asked Kenny
did
about
I do that?
That?
Was that? I think maybe I did do that. Maybe I'm misappropriating my... I get too
that's
many
okay.
people on my staff anymore. All right. There's an oral history project being worked on at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You said oral history.
An unprecedented collection of videotaped conversations with four key figures, Kenny. Who are they?
They are Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yes.
Chuck Berry.
Oh, sorry, I didn't follow that.
Fats is in it, too, yeah. Right.
And Little Richard.
There you go. Ba-ba, boom, ba! Let's everybody do that. Let's hear Molly do your best. Ba 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 loo ba 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 boo ba.
That was me right there doing it.
Kenny, let's hear it. Ba ba loo ba 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 boo ba.
There it is.
Kenny, that was good.
Richie,
good
let's
job.
Hear it. Ba 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 loo ba. There it is. See, Richie can come through.
Yeah.
Jen, let's hear yours.
Ba 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 loo ba 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 ba.
There you go.
All right, everybody.
Ba 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 loo ba.
If you're in your car, do it right now. Right now, ready?
Get the rest of the story at DougStephan.com.
Think green.
Harris with you. Australian scientists are reporting that staple foods such as cassavas and sorghum, on which millions of people depend, are becoming much more toxic and are producing much smaller yields in a world with higher carbon dioxide levels and more drought. The findings underscore the need for climate change-resistant vegetables to feed rapidly growing human populations. Here's the rub. Both cassava and sorghum belong to a group of plants that produce chemicals called cyanogenic glycosides, which break down to release poisonous cyanide gas if the leaves are crushed or chewed. Little known is that some 10% of all plants and 60% of crop species also produce cyanogenic glycosides. So the ability of people and herbivores, such as cattle, to break down the cyanide depends largely on being able to eat enough sufficient protein. And as the world droughts increase, so does this issue more vigorously manifest.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, your favorite cruiser.
This year I went to a Street Glide, which I love. I know it's a good bike. I mean, I love them.
I would love an Indian.
Today, American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute, the battle of the sexes. This corner?
14, I got my first Harley, 125 Hummer, what they call the Hummer Harley. I had a Goldwing for about a year, and what are you doing with the Goldwing? Then I went back to Harleys, and now every 2 years I trade for a new Harley. Ridden baggers all my life, and this year I went to a Street Glide. They ride good.
Sure, the wife has some thoughts.
I would love an Indian. I think there's something about the style and the look of those. You can spot them a mile away. Fabulous. If I bought a bike, that's what I'd buy.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.